T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be with you guys. Hope you had a wonderful weekend, man. Hope your fall is off to a fantastic start. As we roll on from 5 to 7 p.m. today, we look forward to a fun and spirited couple of hours with you between now and 7 p.m. And here's how you can be a part of the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C, Ryan on Air. And finally, email. You may email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be a part of the program today. Programming note, 7:30 this evening, Monday Night Football, Chicago Bears against Los Angeles Rams. Now, we have a contract with Westwood One. Lonzo, so we're carrying the Monday Night Football game regardless. If you had to take a stab, Lonzo, at what people care more about this evening, is it Monday Night Football, Bears and Rams, or is it Game 6 of the World Series, Los Angeles and Tampa Bay? And I want you to answer this independent upon of what we're caring.
Well, it's hard for me to be independent of my bias, but I will say this, and this may be a result of us not talking about it that much. We don't really get that many baseball questions. So I'm going with the listeners calling in to talk football. So football is the way to go.
That is 100% the correct answer. 100% our area cares more about Monday Night Football, Bears and Rams. Two good teams, by the way. Combined record 9-3. Darrell Henderson was my sleeper in the draft last year out of Memphis. He's now the leading rusher on the LA Rams. 100% more people care about Bears and Rams than Game 6. Potentially the deciding game of the World Series. All right, it is time to do that thing that we call the top five at five. The top five biggest sports stories of the day, the top five topics we're discussing. The top five at five starts right now. Hit it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the reality of the situation is, look, Clemson wasn't its sharpest on Saturday. Big deal. It happens to everybody. Folks, you know, if you are not mentally stimulated, and this goes for any person in anything, you ever see your kid underperform in school because they're not being challenged in a certain class and they're just bored? The same thing that happened to Clemson on Saturday, and I've been forecasting this for a while. Name me one team that hasn't had this problem. Oh, yeah, that's right. Alabama gave up 48 points this year to Ole Miss. 48 points to Ole Miss. Ohio State, season before last, lost on the road to Purdue. Boredom will mess with your head, man. Boredom does not allow you to get the best out of your ability, and that much most certainly is true. Now, I missed the Bugaboo game by a week with Clemson. I called it last week against Georgia Tech. I was wrong. I missed it by a week. It was this last week against Syracuse. But I picked it as the Bugaboo game, the Georgia Tech game, because I could just kind of sense the malaise that was taking place here in the upstate, the general yawn that was being felt about Clemson's games. Folks, your team is ultimately going to be a reflection of you. And I hold Clemson fans at least as responsible as the team for the lackadaisical effort. If I was watching that game, the entire game from beginning to end, and I'll tell you what, I went back and I watched it again. I watched the replay of the game as well. There was no home field advantage at that game. Death Valley may as well have been Wine Valley in that particular game. No home field advantage. And true or false to this statement, it is the fans' responsibility to create a good home field advantage for its team. And I know there's limited capacity with COVID. I understand all that. But I've also heard some real loud stadiums. Williams-Brice Stadium has been really loud this year. The Gamecock fans are outdoing you guys as Clemson fans right now. They're creating more of a home field advantage. They're creating more noise. And if you don't like it, fix it. I can't tell you how many Clemson fans I had direct messaging me. I had texting me on Saturday saying, Mark, you're exactly right. I just don't want to say anything publicly because I don't want anybody getting at me. Guess who doesn't like people coming at him? Dabo this week getting a little snarky with the media about the tough questions on Saturday's performance.
I thought we got up 17-0. I thought we went right down the field and scored on the opening drive. So, you know, I just want to make sure I'm at the right press conference here. We did win the game, I think. But make sure I'm at the right spot. Am I in the right spot? Okay, just want to make sure. I think we won the game. I think we won it. I mean, you don't usually score 47 points if you don't have the right energy. You know, we made some mistakes. It's not energy when you just don't make a certain play or snap the ball over a head. That's just, you know, you just didn't execute. But at the end of the day, it's not easy to win. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there that would have lost this game with the amount of some of the mistakes that we made. But we won the game by almost four touchdowns. So I think this is the right press conference. So I just want to make sure, you know, because I'm not getting any questions about, are you proud of you guys for winning the game? It's all about, there's a lot of negative questions. You're not going to get any negative stuff from me.
I understand his point, and I wish Dabo had said, you know what? I'd like more of an effort from the crowd here. You know, the crowd lifts us up. The crowd offered nothing on Saturday. Trevor Lawrence, to his credit, stepped to the podium and said, look, my bad. I didn't have my A game today.
Obviously, today we didn't play our best game, probably the worst game we played this season, and still found a way to win and, you know, finished well. But staying encouraged, encouraging all the guys, just trying to be a leader. I think the biggest thing was just sticking with it, you know, not giving up, not pouting or anything, just sticking with it. I know personally I got to play better, you know, down the stretch. I didn't play a great game today, but just some more to work on, you know. That's just it's encouraging for us that didn't play our best game, still won the game, but a lot of stuff that we can go work on now, for sure.
Love that kid. Absolutely love that kid, man. That is accountability. Next up. Gamecock fans, I tried. I stuck my neck out for you. I said you were going to beat LSU. I said you were going to finish with a 6-4 record. I tried. I stuck my neck out for you, and that's how you repay me. That effort is how you repay me, Spurs Up Nation. Lesson learned. You know, the Gamecocks got owned by TJ Finley on Saturday night in Baton Rouge. TJ Finley is a true freshman quarterback. TJ Finley looks like a beast, you say. How about this? TJ Finley is the LSU Tigers' lowest-ranked recruit in the 2020 class. Of all of the players that LSU offered and accepted, the lowest-rated player was TJ Finley in that particular recruiting class. And he went 17 for 21, 265 yards, and a 93.9 QBR against South Carolina. That same South Carolina who had the 18th best defense in America. That same South Carolina who beat Auburn the week prior. Folks, schizophrenia is not just a mental disease. It is your team and the way your team performs. I cannot for the life of me figure that out. You lost by four touchdowns to a team that lost to Mississippi State. You lost by four touchdowns to a team starting a freshman quarterback. You lost by four touchdowns to a team giving up 495 yards a game. How does that happen? It makes no sense to me. And then the worst part is you got Muschamp kicking field goals down 21 points on fourth and five in the third quarter. You know, missing field goals. You know, you're watching that game. They had the kick return. That could have been prevented. You had the pick six. That could have been prevented. You missed three field goals. Those could have been made. I mean, you just change a couple of different plays around, and the outcome's different. Oh, Mark Ryan, is Will Muschamp responsible for the pick six? Is he responsible for the 95-yard kickoff return on a fumbled kickoff? Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is, because you're not supposed to give up kickoff return touchdowns. Why was Colin Hill on a key passing down throwing the ball to a wide receiver that hasn't played the entire year on that pick six? You know, it might be expected that that wide receiver doesn't yet know that he's to run through that particular pass. Pick six, wrong guy, wrong place, wrong time. The story of Will Muschamp's tenure, a publication set to be released by Mark Ryan in the year 2020. Next up. All right, folks. I've reached a place with the Carolina Panthers where I just kind of feel like they have the wrong strategy this year. I just kind of do. You know, what is no man's land in the NFL? No man's land in the NFL is between 6 and 8 wins. Between 6 and 10, 7 and 9, and 8 and 8. Where are the Panthers? They're 3 and 4. They are staring no man's land right in the face. And look, Teddy Bridgewater last night, yesterday against New Orleans, had himself a day. He really did. 23 of 28, 2 touchdowns, no picks, a quarterback rating of 128.3. But he took a sack when it mattered most. And Teddy Bridgewater can really play the game manager role well and very efficiently. I don't know, folks. Is there any more perfect fit than Trevor Lawrence in Carolina? The worst thing you can do is finish in no man's land. You know, get a top three pick or make the playoffs. 7 teams make the playoffs this year. The Carolina Panthers aren't out of it in terms of making the playoffs. No, they're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. But you kind of get the sense that I do, right? That they're kind of heading in the wrong direction in terms of, you know, how this season is going to go. You know, as of this moment, the Panthers are listed as having a 20% chance to make the postseason at 3 and 4. So you're saying there's a chance indeed. I just have an awful feeling that they're going to wind up in no man's land. They're going to wind up with draft pick 12th to 16th. And that stinks. And I'm not sure that that is the best strategy. Next up. All right, folks, at number 2 today. Lonzo, who are your college football playoff teams this week? Now, the prediction is as follows. Your prediction of the 4 teams that are going to make the playoff. Last week, you told me Penn State. What happened there?
All right, so my 4th team every week is lost. So you don't want to be that 4th team. I said Georgia, they lost. I said Penn State, they lost. So the question is, what will be my 4th team? Because, you know, my 3 are going to be Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State. So my 4th team, as of now, until they probably lose next week, will be Wisconsin.
Boy, they look good. Freshman quarterback, redshirt freshman quarterback, 20 of 21 passes. By the way, Ohio State, all they had to do was play one game, and the pollsters put him right there in the 3rd spot. That was kind of a deke, right? But Notre Dame is 4th right now. I don't know anybody that buys them as the real 4th best team in America. I feel the same for Oklahoma State, who beat Iowa State 24-21. Cincinnati actually looks really good. They dominated SMU. They're pounding the teams that they can who are in front of them. I'm going to still stick with Texas A&M, though. I'm going to stick with the Aggies, who don't face another top 25 team all year. So give me Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Texas A&M as your 4 playoff teams. Why not Wisconsin? Well, at some point, they're going to have to play Ohio State, right? That has to knock them out at some point, right? I think their loss is going to be later in the season than Texas A&M's was, and for some reason, that matters. And finally, delayed response there. Tonight, Game 6, World Series. Folks, I'll tell you this. I have been captivated by this World Series, completely captivated by it. This is an unbelievable and a beautiful underdog story. Now, on Saturday night, the Rays got an unbelievable contribution from Jay Phillips, who is a .202 career hitter, and he got a base hit with two outs, two strikes, bottom of the ninth inning to win the game for the Tampa Bay Rays. That tied the series at two. It seems to me like the Rays are doing this with smoke and mirrors. They lost last night 4-2. Clayton Kershaw, we've bagged on him for poor postseason performances. He's a career 4.5 ERA in the postseason, a career 2.4 ERA in the regular season. But tip your cap, credit where due. He was solid last night. Dodgers win 4-2. Now one win away from their ever-elusive World Series crown. But the Rays have a pitching advantage tonight. Cy Young winning pitcher Blake Snell is on the mound, and it's a bullpen game for the Dodgers. They'll trot out Tony Gonsolin, who pitches two innings or less in these particular games. The Dodgers listed as an ever-so-slight favorite, but give me the Rays to force a Game 7 in this one. Folks, I'm telling you, baseball has kind of been in my doghouse. This World Series has done a lot to get me back on board. It has been enthralling, it has been compelling, and it takes a lot to get me to watch something else during football season. Baseball is achieving that easily. All right, those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word. And finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be in touch with us here on the show. A texter says football's the only game on tonight. No. You got the World Series on tonight as well. You can hear Monday Night Football right here on ESPN Upstate, Bears and Rams. I'm a big Rams fan in this one, man. I think I'm just getting tired of the fraud that is the Bears continuously winning these games on the strength of a great defensive line and nothing else. Baseball sucks, signed Big D. That might as well have been signed Big L for Lonzo as well. Let's see, do it, Zoe, to put it Clemson as the fourth best team. He wants the Clemson put as the fourth best team. And let's see, thanks for not putting my Falcons in the top five and making fun of them. So says Colt from Easley. Colt from Easley. All right. Coming up next on the show, some really interesting NFL news, notes, and stats. I also want to ask you guys, do you agree with me that Clemson fans are somewhat responsible for the lackadaisical performance on Saturday? And do you agree with Lonzo that the Gamecocks are not going to win another game this season? We want to hear from you. We want your calls. We want your texts. We want your thoughts. We want your tweets. We want your emails. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, flag on Lonzo here. Lonzo has not admitted at any point that Tom Brady was the real reason that the Patriots were successful all of these years. He has not admitted it once. So I have a number to share with you. In his entirety of his career, all right, Bill Belichick, his total record when he does not have Tom Brady is 43% wins and 57% losses when he does not have Tom Brady. So is the reason
you're counting Cleveland in here.
Of course.
Total career. To pad your stats.
And okay. by the way, you can play your short song all you want, but guess what Pete Carroll's record is when he doesn't have Russell Wilson? 14-18. I'm not saying Pete Carroll isn't great. I'm not saying Bill Belichick isn't great. But they're great when they have great players. When you have a great player, something amazing is possible, and that is most certainly the case. All right, throw the flag again, Lonzo. I have been making this mistake the whole game and the whole day, and not one person has corrected
me. You can consider it a game, but it's proof of what you're talking about.
No, I've been making this mistake the entire day, and not one. Alonzo, I put out a schedule today that it was wrong, that I now need to edit.
Oh, surprise, surprise. We're getting a new schedule. I was going to say, because I just looked at the schedule before I had this ready to point this out to you, but there are two open days there that something could actually play in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now we know what it is. Folks, I biffed, and you guys, to your credit, have called me on it. There is no World Series game tonight. That is tomorrow. You know, you click on ESPN.com, you click MLB, you click on scores. It brings up the game. I see the capsule. And when I see the capsule, I'm assuming the game is today. But that's right. Every couple of games in the World Series, unlike the ALCS and the NLCS, they are taking a day off, which is a bummer. I guess it's good because the NFL now has it all to themselves. But you guys are the best. And thank you for calling me on that. Thank you for calling me on that because I appreciate it. No baseball game today. Which, you know, Alonzo says it's proof as to what we've been saying. That is that it has really kind of a limited following here. The World Series does, and that's kind of where we are. So a couple people are like, Mark, no World Series tonight. Mark, no World Series tonight. Yeah, I wish somebody told me that earlier today. Totally forgot.
I just got, you know, if you get a football game wrong, these phone lines will be lighting up big time. But we had one phone call. That's it about the baseball. Just one.
All right. A texter says, Lonzo, you are the man. Woo. That's the only thing a texter said all day that I disagree with. Let's see here. Mark, as fans, we should cheer every home game regardless of the opponent or if it's a championship game. The moment we don't cheer, let me see here. The moment we don't. Home field advantage is lost, and the visiting team is spiking their flag on your midfield logo. Look, I'm not going to say that Syracuse had the capability of beating you on Saturday, but a better team did. If that had been NC State instead of Syracuse, and you came out with that effort, you might have had some Maalox moments there in the fourth quarter.
You know, another reason why you need to cheer, you need to be downright raucous, you need to make up for the lack of other people there because you almost didn't have football, and you're actually in the stadium. You should look around and think, man, I almost didn't have this. Let me scream till I don't have a voice for 3 days. I mean, come on.
Which is interesting, Lonzo, because I've also heard you say that when you were a player, you didn't care about the fans. But I'm watching the Clemson-Syracuse game on Saturday. Dude, you could hear a pin drop in Death Valley.
Well, Mark, let me point out that I never played for a winning team. So, I there's that. So I don't know what it's like to play football for a team that actually had fans cheering for it. So, I mean,
Let's see. A texter says Clemson, Bama, and Ohio State are clearly ahead of everyone else. It will be very interesting who gets the fourth spot in the playoffs. Will it be a two-loss SEC team? Will it be an undefeated Cincy? Will it be a 7-1 Wisconsin or Michigan? So says Forrest. So when we do that little thing, Forrest, Lonzo and I are predicting who's going to be in, not who we have in today. We're predicting long range who we think is going to be in. And the fourth spot is the one that everybody is banting about, right? And you really want the one spot because that game against the four seed is much easier than the 2-3 matchup. Let's assume for a moment Clemson holds on to the one seed. You know, you got Alabama and Ohio State. Tell me that either of those teams. I mean, those two teams might be the favorite to win the national championship this year. And they would play in the semifinal this year. Right now, I'm still going Texas A&M. Because they're in the top 10, they're number 7, and they don't have another game against a top 25 opponent all season long. No games remaining against top 5 opponents.
Hey, Mark, you need to check out what your boy Panda has done for you when you get a chance.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's doing it again. See, so, folks, what Panda does is he puts my face into GIFs. And, you know, Panda... Normally, I can sense the realism in what you do, okay? This one I can't because Rick Astley, has three women completely doting over him.
You said it right for a change.
Which has never happened at any point in my life. Here he goes. Oh, my God, this guy's great. Our listeners are absolutely the best. He has made me Rick Astley. Rick Astley has suddenly gotten a serious downgrade in appearance, but it's nice to know.
You
Panda.
Look a little bit like Bill Murray in that for some reason.
I'll tell you, Panda. In my dreams, I wake up. In my dreams, I have three women doting over me. That is the only time in my life that ever happens. So I can't relate to it outside of that at all.
Menage a trois.
Look at you with that name. That is. No,
I had 3 years of French.
Menage a trois is 2-1. I don't know what a 3-1 is, but it's something like that. Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you
it's
positive?
Something like that. Completely positive. Completely positive, folks. All right. We got a ton of great NFL action yesterday. I don't know about you guys, folks. I thought the NFL – oh, Lonzo, I meant to tell you. I went over to my buddy Aaron's house, my best friend from high school. I went over to his house yesterday to watch NFL action, and he lives by in Greer, and he got wings from that. He got wings from a good place there in Greer, and so I experienced the Red Zone channel for the first time ever. I had never before even seen the Red Zone channel.
All right, does he have DirecTV or does he have Dish?
I'm not going to comment on that.
No, the reason why, because there are different hosts for the Red Zone channel, depending on what you have.
I will say this. He has...
No, which host was on the Red Zone? If you watched it, you would notice who the host was.
Was the main Red Zone. It was the NFL network Red Zone.
Depending on what network, Dish or Direct, they have, it's the same thing, but with different hosts.
I have no idea.
It wasn't Siciliano, was it?
I have no idea, Lonzo, but it was one of those, he's got kind of like the underground system in place, if you know what I mean, you know, where he's got a bunch of channels, and he's just kind of connected to them all, and it was brilliant. And he's like, Mark, I've got any sports channel you could ever want. What do you want here? And I'm just like, man, I need your system, buddy. I need your system. So anyway, I really like the Red Zone channel. But I'll tell you, it got to a point for me where I just really wanted to see the Panthers-Saints game. And, like, they would go to the Panthers-Saints game, and then they would send me to, like, Cleveland and Cincinnati. And I got to a point where I said, hey, man, it's the fourth quarter. Do you mind if we just watch Panthers-Saints the fourth quarter?
Hey, don't sweat on that Cleveland-Cincinnati game. That was a good game.
It was a really good game, and I feel so badly for Joe Burrow that his team sucks so badly.
You should feel badly for OBJ, too.
T. Higgins, OBJ's out for the year, man. T. Higgins is becoming Joe Burrow's favorite target there, man, in Cincinnati. They're going to be good. They just have no defense right now whatsoever. No defense right now whatsoever. All of which, folks, you know, so we think Joe Burrow is good, right? We think he's good. you know, to just illustrate Russell Wilson's greatness for you here just a minute, do you know what defenses are most in line with what the Seahawks are doing defensively in terms of their numbers? Their numbers are awful, right? By the way, the Seahawks have 9 sacks this entire year. Myles Garrett has 9 sacks by himself. The entire Seahawks team has 9 sacks. No pressure on the quarterback, no defensive backs. Jamal Adams isn't even playing last night. The two defenses who are most in line with what Seattle's doing are Jacksonville and the Jets. Where are those teams? Where are the Seattle Seahawks? Right? The brilliance, the greatness of one player, and Kyler Murray was good enough to beat him last night. All right, folks, coming up next, I saw something last night that was completely and totally superhuman. Completely and totally superhuman, which gave to rise a question in my mind: what are those superhuman events that you've seen in sports? That's next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate. Man, I'll tell you what. So I'm watching the Sunday Night Football game last night, and I was really into it because, you know, Alonzo and I have this rivalry surrounding Kyler Murray and about everything else, basically. And Alonzo says he's a bust, and he's obviously not a bust. Alonzo's the only American known to man that still thinks he is a bust, and he managed to beat the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, he managed to beat the Seattle Seahawks yesterday. There was a play, and Seattle was going down for the score, and Arizona's Buda Baker intercepted Russell Wilson on the goal line. And he starts jetting down the sideline, and it becomes readily apparent that Russell Wilson has no chance to catch him in terms of speed. And then so they have the screen there, right? And you're watching Buda Baker, and he's literally the only guy on the screen. And so 100% chance in your mind, he's going in for the touchdown. And tell, ladies and gentlemen, this happens.
Receivers, and this time he crosses one and it's picked off at the goal line. That's Buda Baker. Buda Baker out in front. Can Metcalf track him down? Can he chase him down? And he does to save a touchdown.
DK Metcalf ran down Buda Baker on an obvious pick six. At any point in your life, folks, that play has been a pick six. You know, the angle of that play, where that play is, where that play was, that play has been a pick six. Suddenly, DK Metcalf became Usain Bolt, all right? Suddenly, he became Usain Bolt, and he caught Buda Baker all the way down at the five-yard line. He was nowhere close to the play. You know, DK Metcalf ran 122 yards. Buda Baker's top speed was 21 miles an hour. DK Metcalf's top speed was 22.6 miles an hour. And he caught Buda Baker at the five-yard line. And check this out. Arizona ended up getting no points out of that drive. Folks, mind blown. I'm glad I was wearing socks because they were blown off by what I saw on that particular play. If you saw that play, what was your reaction? But it also just got me thinking, what are the other superhuman feats you've seen in sports? What are those things that you've seen where you're just like, that guy's not part of the same human race that I'm a part of? For me, Usain Bolt, 19.29 in the 200-meter dash. Usain Bolt, 9.59 in the 100-meter dash. Usain Bolt not being the fastest man alive. Usain Bolt being the fastest man who's ever lived. Period. End of story. Thanks for playing. So anyway, I've got a few that I want to share with you. Superhuman feats that I've seen in sports. Would love to get some from Lonzo as well. Number one for me, Bo Jackson running up the wall. You guys know what I'm talking about, perhaps. Makes the catch, and then he's going to run. He's going to face plant the wall, which is what most people would do. But instead, Bo Jackson just decides to defy gravity, go horizontal, put cleat marks in the wall, and just literally run up the left center field wall. Never seen anything like that in my life. And he was just being instinctive, the same way a gazelle would be instinctive to run away from a cheetah. Like it was what you were seeing was absolutely incredible. It was just if any of us tried that, we'd break a leg or we'd fall on our face. How did he just pull that off? Number two for me, I got to see Derrick Henry play live in high school, ladies and gentlemen. You've never seen anything like that. I think you can imagine it. Just imagine you've seen Derrick Henry in the NFL. Imagine that against what looks like toddlers. And that was Derrick Henry running at the high school football level. And then finally, I've got another one for you. Superhuman effort in the Seattle Kingdom. Randy Johnson, Mark McGwire, this happened.
And Randy nods no. Now, all right, the 3-2 pitch to McGwire. Swing and a high fly ball belted. And I mean belted deep to left field into the upper deck. My, oh, my. What a shot by McGwire. That is probably the longest home run ever hit here.
500, I mean, okay. 583 feet. That home run was by Mark McGwire over Randy Johnson. Superhuman feat. Bo Jackson running up a wall. Derrick Henry in high school. Mark McGwire, 583 feet versus Randy Johnson. Usain Bolt, and last night, DK Metcalf. Lonzo, what do you got?
See, this is hard for me because I think any athlete in the field of play, especially a professional athlete, it's an amazing feat. The fact that they're able to run as fast, I know you're going to think it sounds like a cop-out, but it does. There are some plays that stand out, but like Clowney killing the guy from Michigan, that will always stand out to me. As far as amazing feats, the ones you mentioned were awesome, and then there's any time a wrestler does a 450 splash. And I know the things that I find amazing, if I talk about them on the air, you're going to roll your eyes, you're going to look at the ceiling, and that's what you do when you have no idea what it is. But I will ask you to look up a 450 splash when you get a chance. These are things that a human being should not be able to do and not land in water.
You know, I'll even bring in figure skating, Lonzo. When I was a kid, the triple axel was the most amazing figure skating move you could have. Now men and women are doing quadruple axels.
See, the same thing with Michael Jordan when he slam dunked from the free throw line. At the time, it was just an amazing thing to watch, especially when they slowed it down. You could see his legs moving and all. And now everyone can do it just about.
Coming up next, we have a hilarious best thing we heard today for you on the flip side here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. All right, everybody, so check this out. They do these SEC shorts, right? And this is hilarious. This girl's throwing a Halloween party. This is all, you know, it's an act, right? But she's throwing a Halloween party, and a guy comes wearing a South Carolina shirt. And she said, I told you to dress up for the Halloween party. He said, I did. I came in the scariest costume here. As for the rest, this is hilarious, folks. The plight of a Gamecock fan. Take it away, Lonzo.
Trevor! I invited you to my costume party, and you didn't dress up.
I did dress up. I'm a South Carolina fan.
A what?
A South Carolina fan? Scary, huh?
That isn't scary. In fact, it's kind of lazy. Who comes to a Halloween party and does not dress up?
A South Carolina fan is the scariest thing you can be this Halloween.
Okay, so what makes it so scary?
Imagine an existence. Not chosen, but born into, where brief moments of triumph are scattered across decades of agony and frustration. Where an endless circle of mediocrity is broken up by just enough success and progress, where you constantly think that next year is the year where it all comes together. Are you picturing it? An existence where, despite the fact you're willing to shell out top dollar for facilities and personnel, you still find yourself checking the Twitter of the Belk Bowl every December, hoping that maybe, just maybe, They'll let you in again after limping to another 7-win season.
Why don't you just stop watching?
You imagine a world where the concept of logic and reason holds sway. No. This is the world of a South Carolina fan, where no matter what happened last week, you find your body, driven by muscle memory alone, sitting, reliving that same feeling again and again and again.
Well, surely there must be moments of joy.
Oh, of course. It's never all bad. Sometimes you beat a top 20 opponent. Just to follow it up with a blowout loss where the opposing team's freshman quarterback looks like Patrick Mahomes, leaving you with that sickening feeling that that top 20 team you beat might actually kind of suck because they were probably only ranked in the top 20 because half the conferences in college football aren't even playing yet.
I don't understand. Why don't you just pick a new team to root for?
I can't. Because even though my life expectancy has been reduced by 6 years just from watching this team, they're still my team. Forever. You better believe I'm not going to miss a season where we finally make the playoffs. Not after all this. You see what I did there? Hope.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Oh, wait. You haven't heard the best part.
What?
Your hated in-state rival experiences a renaissance in the sport of football, boosted by the fact that they can sleepwalk through a terrible conference slate and find themselves in the playoffs every single year. But seriously, Gunnar Stockton's coming in next year. We should be pretty solid. Shai Smith comes back for another year. We're looking at a run to Atlanta. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Hilarious. Absolutely freaking hilarious. And I want to know, if you're a Gamecock fan and you're listening to that, did that little skit, spoof, etc., does that sum up your experience as a Gamecock fan?
Painfully accurate.
Painfully accurate. And he says, I came as the scariest guy, the scariest costume to this Halloween party. You don't get it. This is the worst fate that could befall anybody. I'd love to hear it, guys. If you're a Gamecock fan and you just heard that, is that an accurate depiction? What say you? The 6 o'clock hour awaits right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.